I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As COVID-19 vaccines continue to roll out worldwide, in some countries, Christian ministries are the ones leading the charge. For example, Mission Aviation Fellowship serves remote villages in Lesotho, a small country completely surrounded by South Africa. Grant Strugnell, a pilot with MAF, has helped fly COVID vaccines to clinics in the mountains and other hard-to-reach areas.
You've got the clinic close to a village, but you might find that it serves a huge number of villages. And people walked, in many cases, probably 4 to 5 hours from their village to the clinic. Often somebody from the clinic will come to the airstrip with a wheelbarrow and a couple of people to help, and will then start to carry everything back to the clinic.
By reaching these remote and often marginalized communities, MAF is literally being the hands and feet of Jesus in the pandemic. Please pray for the villagers and clinic workers to know God's love for them. You can read the full story at missionnews.org. And over 1.5 million Muslims have visited holy sites in Saudi Arabia so far during Ramadan. The kingdom is home to Mecca and Medina, two of the most revered locations in Islam. Tom Doyle of Uncharted Ministry says God is moving in the Islamic heartland.
Saudi Arabia has been such a closed country. We used to call it the forbidden nation, but now it's opening up.
According to the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom, Saudi Arabia still has a lot of work to do, but small changes are underway. Earlier this year, Saudi Arabia removed hate speech about Christians and Jews from its textbooks.
God has really been moving there in the last several decades. Just that there would be underground churches meeting in Mecca and Medina is historic.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.